Blog Talk Radio.
I declare you will know the favor of the Lord and receive a harvest for your seed. And in due time, God will blow your mind with what he planted inside of you to bless the world as it blooms. A great work is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. Oh, he that hath begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. God is faithful to perform it. So if you ever get discouraged, speak to yourself and say, God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me.
Good afternoon, everyone. The Anointing Full Gospel Center presents the Anointed Women's Ministry. Just want to thank you for taking your time out with us today, and happy Friday to you. We thank God for this another day. Today is May the 12th, and we just want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there who are joining us today. We just wanted to say thank you for all that you do, the contributions that you give your children and others to me. I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for your love, your kindness, and just literally showing the love of God. And it does not mean it's limited because the child belongs to you birthwise or not. Just know that it is valuable, it is needed, because in this world today, that kind of love is so thin because it's so rarely seen. But those of you who give that know that it is truly valuable, it is truly needed, and so many children need that. And so I just wanted to say thank you from me and to all others who have been able to participate and to be able to enjoy in that love, you know, the love, the care, the time, even the corrections. Just know that it is needed, it is appreciated, and it is just, it's grateful to be able to have. So again, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, and we just, you know, pray that this will be a special Mother's Day for you. So again, we thank you for taking your time out and to just spend this time with us today. It's 30 minutes. And again, I know that in this time of day, people are busy, but I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for spending this time. And I wanted to share and be honest with you. I had no idea what the broadcast was going to be about. I was praying and asking God, well, what is it you want to say? Because to be honest, it's not something that is outlined for few months at a time. This is literally something that God has done, and I have seen through my leader, Chief Apostle Elder Harrison. They've been on the broadcast for years, and they will always say, look, however God you want to do, have your way. So they have been such an example and an epitome of having faith in God looks like. So because I've seen it, I'm going to follow suit. So because of that, in this week, I wanted to share something because that's actually what brought about the topic today. And again, it wasn't planned this way because I didn't know what the topic was going to be. But in this week, a choice had came up, or actually kind of going into last week, into this week, and a decision I had to make came up. And I made the decision based upon what I understood, what was needed. I'm trying to make sure that I made the decision to the best of my knowledge with the knowledge and the facts that was before me. After I made the decision, what came to me was that I made a similar decision prior to that, and the outcome was not successful. So, of course, that choice was not successful either. So I began to wonder, why? Did I rush into it? Did I not ask enough questions? Did I not take my time? Like, I'm trying to understand why. You know, why did this happen again? So in the process, I'm talking to God and asking God, like, going within my own thoughts and trying to play back the scenario, play back the prior scenario, and trying to figure out why did this happen again. And as we all have had experiences with God, when he speaks to us, it's never how we expect the answer to be. And what he said to me was, you don't like change. That blew my mind. And the reason why is because I remember thinking back, because now this has come up, a childhood experience came to me. I might have been in high school, and an adult was asking a group of kids about how our reception and how we view change and new experiences, unfamiliar things. And I wasn't the first one being asked. It kind of was kind of going around each of us. So I was able to witness other children's responses. And because I dealt with low self-esteem, lack of self-acceptance, lack of self-love, then I recognized that their responses received gratification and acceptance. So, and their responses was, oh, they can deal with change. They embrace it. They're fine with it. It doesn't affect them. So because I was in that place I was in of not having self-acceptance, I gravitated and adopted their answer too. And I was like, okay, well, I don't mind change either. New things, hey, fine with me. Unfamiliar, no problem. But then what I've realized is that through the course of my life, because of this experience that happened recently, my mind went back into, if change was not a problem, it wouldn't affect my mood and being agitated at times. It wouldn't affect my behavior. It wouldn't affect my thought process, because all of those things affect the choices we make, which brings back to that choice, never connecting the dots as to how it all aligns together, which is the reason why that blew my mind when God said I have a problem with change. And so, of course, from there, I wanted to know, well, where did it begin? I didn't come into the world not liking change. So where did that seed come? When was it planted? So I began to sit and wonder, like, okay, well, what happened? Well, this is clearly a problem. Where did it begin? So God took my mind back to an instance where I was a child. I might have been, you know, 6, 7 years old, and my entire life changed. The way that I knew things were, my day-to-day was kind of like routine, my after-school activities and, you know, the people that I was close with and surrounded, it changed. And it changed in such a way that I was not expecting it. I didn't like it, but I never vocalized it. I never acknowledged it. And again, I was a child. I may have been a little bit older. It might have been about 7 or 8, but I was still young when it happened. But because I realized subconsciously looking back that that was something I did not like. So going forward, that was a seed planted within me that I don't like change. But because that experience in high school, I again adopted that mindset of you're going to mask it because subconsciously you don't like it, but you're going to mask it because you are dealing with lack of self-acceptance. So you're going to mask it by saying it's fine. But in actuality, when I look back over the choices I've made, the reactions I've had, it's honestly because I didn't accept the situation, the things that I was faced with. And so because of that, it was played out in my actions. And so when God revealed that to me, then the questions began to flow about change. So my question today is, how do we deal with change? And one of the things that God allowed me to come to the truth is that, look, I remember hearing often is that change is like the seasons. You know, we're going to have the four seasons, even though now things are a little, you know, different, but we understand it. But the point of it is that we're going to have seasons. Summer is not going to last forever. Winter is not going to last forever. Same thing with fall and spring. So because of that, one thing that came to me even before the broadcast is that though we know that change is going to happen, but have we truly, we may have heard it, but did we listen? And I remember a few months back actually being taught about listening at church. And listening is not just you are hearing the sound of someone else's voice hit your ears and then that's not listening. That's hearing. You hear, and again, I'm not a doctor, so I don't know how it affects the ears and sound waves and eardrums, but that's pretty much what hearing is. And so But the difference is that when we listen, it is going to cause an understanding. It's going to cause us to comprehend. So being able to actually listen to the fact that change is like the weather. It is going to happen. But the key of it is that how we are going to deal with it. And I think about different instances when change was either affecting, because again, change could affect our emotions, it could affect our thought process, it could affect our behavior, whether it be switching a new job, whether it be moving across the country, whether it be family, whatever it is. What I've learned is that if, for me, not accepting or embracing whatever has brought about that change, and then acknowledging the truth of how you really feel about it. Not that you have to stay in that place, but look, acknowledge that it's there. Acknowledge how it has affected you. Because if not, you are denying yourself the ability to accept it. And so being able to acknowledge it, accept it, then we can, now we can leave that place of shock. We can leave that place of that initial reaction because of it. Now we can shift our minds into being able to consciously make a decision as to how we can handle it now. And then even as I'm reminded about a situation, actually, when before I came to Georgia, I wasn't born here, but before I came to Georgia, there was a situation where abruptly we had to leave the place that we were at. And that was something that was so unfamiliar to me. I never have experienced that before. And so what God helped me in that moment, and I honestly remember that as if it was yesterday, and it is key in this topic today, is being, even though I could have easily been mad at the person, because, you know, whenever you think that this is how it's going to be, you're trusting the individual, and this is what you expect it to be. And when you find that it is actually not that, those conversations, those times that you thought you were going to continue to have has now been halted, it's been shattered. And so when I was confronted with, you've got to change, you know, this situation has to change. It's no longer in what was familiar. Now you're entering into an unfamiliar territory now. What are you going to do with it? And what God helped me to realize, and to my surprise, it wasn't looking at where we're going to go, what are we going to do, what was, but to my surprise, it was what to handle at that moment. Taxes, do this, do that. And it was what I'm able to handle at that moment. So again, it comes from being able to acknowledge what has happened, acknowledge how you are feeling about it, and then being able to do what's in that moment. I know we talked about a few weeks ago about being able to accept where we're at. And this ties into that as well, being in the moment. And in that moment, God gave me the strength I needed in order to be able to move past that moment, to get to the next moment, to get to the next moment. And then even so, I wanted to kind of go into the book. I'm going to tie into a little bit, but I'm going to go further into it towards the end of the broadcast. But it was something that was said that I'm going to read into in depth. But one of the things that was said in the book, I Win, I Am a Survivor by Margaret Moore, is that it talks about we are to treat life not like a job, but to pursue it like a career. And I thought about that and said, wow. And so again, what does that mean? What does that look like? And it's simple as this. When you have a job, what's your motive? What's your perception? Getting in there, clocking in, and doing what you got to do, and clock out. That is it. It's just that. And it's that every day. Look, this is what my intention is. I'm looking to get in and get out. But the difference that when there's a career involved, you got to pursue. And when you pursue, you got to endure. And when you endure, you got to be intentional. Because, look, there are going to be times when you're pursuing that career. And we are pursuing this life. We have got to pursue it. Pursue it. And, look, I no longer want to make decisions that have caused me to have unsuccessful outcomes. I don't want to go through that anymore. So it's not that I can look at everything as a whole like I used to and try to put one answer and apply it to everything. It's not going to work that way. Deal with one situation at a time. So being able to now look at life at my moment like a career. If this is a situation that has now come to me, that situation I mentioned earlier about making that decision, okay, I'm going to focus in on that. I'm going to deal with that. That's me pursuing my life as a career, not, okay, it happened, oh, well, I didn't make the right decision, or, oh, you know what, that wasn't as successful as I wanted, or, oh, the outcome wasn't so great, oh, well, I'll do better next time. How? How are you going to do better next time if you don't even know why you made the decision that you did this time? So pursue our life, pursue our moment like a career. Be intentional. Pursue it. Endurance. When you don't feel like thinking about why you did it, when you don't know how to put it, when you can't figure it out on your own, don't give up on it. Because it wasn't easy sitting there trying to figure out why I was doing this. But after a while, it did come about. And so then I was thinking about it. I said, okay, well, how is this going to tie in your word? Like, I need some understanding because I know what you did, but if this is something you want me to present, what am I going to say? And what clear as day, when God gave me to know that it was changed, what came to me was Jacob. We're all familiar with Jacob, who is Isaac's son. And again, this is going to come, and it's over the course of 3 chapters. So I'm not going to sit and read 3 chapters because I'm pretty sure everyone is familiar. But I am going to go over, just a few points, so we can kind of tie it in and see why it's so important about change. And it's in chapter 29, and chapter 30. You get time, just revisit that. And so, as we're familiar with Jacob, because Jacob had stolen the birthright of his twin brother Esau, his mother Rebekah had instructed him to go to Haran, to her brother Laban's house. But on the course, when Jacob was on his way to Laban, before he got to Laban's house, he had an encounter with God. And this is why I was saying that God will never leave us. He will be there with us on our journey. And so because God had promised Jacob, I will be with you. And then I'm not just going to be with you. I'm going to take care of you. And then I'm not just going to take care of you. I'm going to bring you back as a confirmation to my word to you today. And that's what God gives us to know today, that God is with you no matter what you may be confronted with, no matter what the change is, no matter how unfamiliar it is, no matter how new it is, God is there. And guess what? He was there before you confronted it. And I know sometimes we hear that, and it is oftentimes hard to even embrace it when we're in it, but I'm here to just speak that truth over you, that God is there. And I pray that you will be able to see that and be encouraged by it, because we're all at times in places of just needing to hear the truth. Not, oh, girl, you okay? Girl, you got to know. Sometimes, because it's the word that's going to cause a change. It's the word that is going to affect us as women, as people of God, to be able to effectively live our best life. And so when Jacob got to Haran, he got to Laban's house, and this is the key, because I've given examples, and I'm sure we look back on our own lives, and we see at times when we didn't accept things, when we just moved on with situations, it affected our choices. It affected our lives because we were either living in the past, and that's what it was. I was living in the old. I was living in what was instead of embracing what is. So if Jacob would have continued in that old mindset of, my whole life has changed. Think about it. His whole family, he's no longer with his immediate family and home. you know, he was around every day. And then now his brother wants to kill him. Not I'm mad at you and I want to beat you down. No, I want to literally take your life. Just imagine the pain. I'm pretty sure just the hurt and even just thinking about his own decisions that he's made. We've all been there. But the key that I look at in the course of this experience with Jacob was the outcome. If Jacob would have stayed back there, he would have resisted everything that would have came his way. In other words, I don't want to deal with Rachel. Laban, I'm here to do job mentality. Look, I'm here to clock in and clock out. I'm here so Esau can calm down so I can go back home. He would have missed the 12 tribes. He would have missed all the children he could have had. He would have missed the abundance of blessings. Because as we know, Jacob left with multiple wives. He left with multiple children that end up being the 12 tribes of Israel that we know today. And in turn, and also, he had an abundance of flock. So I guess I say that to say is that in those uncomfortable situations, in those changes, in the change, in the new, in the unfamiliar, I encourage all of us, myself included, to embrace it, learn how to accept it. And it doesn't mean the situation is going to instantly change, but what it has for me that I want to share is that it will help us to make just a simple change in our today, in our choices today, in our minds today, and our habits today, so then we can walk better tomorrow. We can hold our heads up better tomorrow. We can make different choices tomorrow. So if Jacob would have just stayed back there and had that job mentality, he could have missed it. But as we know, God's plan will be. It was God's intention and his plan. And he had already spoken it to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob about the descendants, the numerous descendants. But for us today, God has purpose, blessings on our lives. And even before the broadcast, I thought about how many things I may have missed because I was too busy living in the past. How many things and blessings, understanding, knowledge I could have gained if I wasn't too resistant or in that job mentality about my own life. So now I embrace it, and I pray that you all too embrace the reality. That's the key, embrace the reality of where we're at, no matter if it needs help, no matter if it needs relief, no matter if it needs whatever, embrace that. So you can provide, go to God with whatever you need so you can live in that moment. That's what it's about. And so I want to go ahead and read what I mentioned I was going to read in the book. And if you have it, it's on page 83. And again, this is from I When I Am a Survivor and by Margaret L. Moore. And again, it's on page 83. And what I wanted to read, it says, furthermore, people in your past, those who were responsible for developing and shaping your life, can't be changed. And that is a key thing I want to mention, is because I remember being told something, or, you know, I was shared something, and it said, you can't change your path. And oftentimes, you know, like I mentioned before, we can be stuck in that, upset about it, not wanting to embrace where we're at because of what happened. And that can't be changed. Our path can't be changed. That was a reminder that, look, we can't change what happened. We can't change what was, but we can learn from it. We can be able to embrace it. Again, listen when God brings those things. Not always going to feel good. I know we've heard that, but there is a purpose in that. And so, and then it reads on, and it says, as well, however, these people were placed in your life to make personal contributions towards your today purpose and your tomorrow destiny. And I want to stop there. Think about our past is like, oh, at all, sometimes we don't want to think of it like that. Think about it being treasures, hidden treasures, or even, you know what, significance. Just think about a person in our lives have been so impactful, so influential in our lives, whether it be a moment, whether it be taking time with us that has helped shape how we may view certain things. That person's significance does not change because you're no longer in their presence. But because, same thing like our past, we're not in it anymore. It's gone. It's past. But the significance of what it is still effectual in our today. It's still effective in our today. So I thought about that earlier and I thought, wow, I never thought of it like that. So again, it doesn't mean we just sit down and think of our whole lives, because oftentimes we may not be able to recall every detail. But when the opportunity comes, understand that it has a significant purpose that will invest in the effectiveness of how you can live your life today. So then I want to go forward and it reads, remember, your destiny has been wrapped in a special blanket and tied with a special bow just for you. You are not centered around your destiny, but your destiny is centered around you and your responsibility to meet with it and fulfill the purpose it has been designed for in your life. Therefore, don't embrace your destiny like a job, but pursue it like a career. And I want to end it there because, like I mentioned before, we can live our life with the mentality of a job. This happened, that happened, that choice, that outcome, that reaction. And then we move on from it. Because remember, we're trying to get in and get out. But if you pursue it, take time, unless you like going through things over and over again, but I doubt you do. And these are just shared experiences that I pray will be an encouragement, because it is encouragement that God gave me to know that, look, God, he loves you so much, tender, kind, and gentle, that he wants you to come to a place of knowing that your path has purpose but not a hold. It has a purpose. Our reality, our today, has purpose. So whatever it is, whether it be today, tomorrow, whenever, but whenever the opportunity comes for change, just know that God is with you. He embraces you. Because that's what a loving father does. He embraces children. He loves his children. So I pray that this day that you will be encouraged. Be encouraged by comprehending and understanding what change means. And if you are like or similar to me, where you don't like change, didn't, after all these years, never accepted it, I guarantee you this, it will bring about such an awareness that you never imagined. And that's that life more abundantly, is being able to confront the past, deal with it, learn how to face it, and be able to move forward and be able to make effective decisions in your today by the revelation God gives us. So I pray that you all receive something today. I pray that you are encouraged today. I thank you again for taking the time. And again, happy Mother's Day to all of you. And again, I just thank you for taking your time. And we just want to end it with prayer. So Heavenly Father, we just come before you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for this opportunity to be able to come together. My Lord, we thank you for the understanding, the revelations, the truth that you give that bring about a change. My Lord, we say thank you. We pray for the mothers out there, Heavenly Father, who may not have their children, my Lord God, and we pray that you will be their comfort. We pray that you will be their strength, that you will uplift them, my Lord God, and to bless them, Heavenly Father. And God, we just pray, Heavenly Father God, that as we all go to our different places, continue on in this day, we look to you for the covering of the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, to continue to go with us, to continue to keep us, my Lord God, and at your appointed time, bring us back safely, my Lord. So we thank you for this day, and we honor you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, may we pray. Amen. So again, thank you, everyone, and I pray you have a wonderful weekend. And again, happy Mother's Day. Be blessed.